Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, June 27th. I'm reading from the New International Version and it is Thankful Tuesday, so go ahead and start thinking about a person, place, thing, and a characteristic of God that you are thankful for. We're in Romans chapter 15 today, and we'll be reading verses 1 through 13. This is a great passage of scripture, and the reason why we're reading it right now is because it references the root of Jesse that we read about back on Sunday, June 18th, from Isaiah 11. It is actually quoted here to talk about our Lord Jesus. This is a beautiful passage about how the Lord looked to the interests of others. He built others up. He also is the one who gives us hope. And then verse 13 is a great blessing for us. So I look forward to that. Romans chapter 15, starting in verse 1. We who are strong ought to bear with the failings of the weak and not to please ourselves. Each of us should please our neighbor for their good, to build them up. For even Christ did not please himself, but, as it is written, the insults of those who insult you have fallen on me. For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through the endurance taught in the scriptures and the encouragement they provide, we might have hope. May the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you the same attitude of mind toward each other that Christ Jesus had, so that with one mind and one voice you may glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Accept one another then, just as Christ accepted you, in order to bring praise to God. For I tell you that Christ has become a servant of the Jews on behalf of God's truth, so that the promises made to the patriarchs might be confirmed, and moreover, that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy. As it is written, therefore I will praise you among the Gentiles. I will sing the praises of your name. Again it says, rejoice you Gentiles with his people. And again, praise the Lord all you Gentiles. Let all the people extol him. And again, Isaiah says, the root of Jesse will spring up. One who will arise will rule over the nations. In him, the Gentiles will hope. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Just want to kind of comb back through that scripture, but we could never mine the depths of it. Just want to remind you that Christ Jesus looked out for the interest of others, according to Paul here. And he even took on insult that should have been on other people, but he took it on himself. Also, it talks about us having encouragement from the scriptures about the endurance that the saints portrayed for us, so that when we are in difficult times and in suffering, we might look first to Jesus Christ, our Lord, and also to those who believed in God's promises. Verse 7 is a good one. Accept one another then, just as Christ accepted you, in order to bring praise to God. This is a really good reminder that we are called to unity in the body. And then Paul starts reminding us that Jesus Christ was sent so that the promise made to Abraham would come true, that one would come, the seed of Adam, that would be a blessing to all nations. And then he reminds us that Jesus Christ came for the Gentiles, which includes us, the people who do not have Jewish origin, but we have been grafted into the family of faith because of the root of Jesse, because of the one who came from the line of Jesse to be king of all. And so as we give thanksgiving today, first let's give thanksgiving for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is the one in whom all the Gentiles hope. But I also want you to think about a person in your life that we can thank the Lord for today. Then a place. Where's a place where you experience God's goodness and grace? A thing. Now, it doesn't have to be a physical thing. It could be love. It could be an idea. I feel like we're going back to English class here. And then a characteristic of God. And if you need some ideas of the characteristics of God, let me go through my appendix here. Some of the names of God. He is architect and builder. He is God of all comfort and God of grace. He is the living and true God. He is the Alpha and the Omega, our help, our refuge in times of trouble, the eternal God, the true God, the one who hears our prayers and our very great reward. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for this moment where we can turn our attention to gratitude and praise for you. We thank you first and foremost for Jesus Christ, our Lord, who laid down his life, who took on the insults of others. We pray, Lord, that you would help us to be unified as a church and that we might be filled with all joy and peace as we trust in you. We thank you, Lord, now for a person in our lives that brings us joy and hope. Lord, we want to thank you for a place that you have given us that reminds us of your goodness. And Lord, we want to be a people who see your hand at work in the simple things and in the great and big things. And so whatever comes to mind now, we thank you for it. And finally, we thank you for your character. We thank you that we can trust you. We thank you for listening to us and for being our Father. We lift up just praise for who you are even now. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.